Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This week, Madonna released a new album called MDNA. You're hearing it in the background. It's the 12th studio release from the 53-year-old pop star who previewed this song at the Super Bowl, you may remember, back in February. Joining us with his review of MDNA is the music journalist Joe Levy, who was just announced this morning as the new editor of Billboard magazine. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
5 days after you were not the new editor of
Things
Billboard.
Things move so quickly in this hectic world of ours.
So looking at your review of MDNA, you write, MDNA is Our Lady's divorce album.
Indeed it is.
So that goes to the emotional content of the song, or does it affect the sound of the album?
It goes to the emotional contents of the song. In point of fact, the review which I wrote for Rolling Stone starts out by comparing it very explicitly to Blood on the Tracks.
Mm-hmm.
The first sentence is it casts her as though she were starring in Tangled Up in Blue, which is to say this is something people go through. It's a little bit generic, and yet it's Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
She's a major icon. She's never been this explicit about her personal feelings or her personal life. And sure, she's talked about herself before. She's talked about her feelings about her father, her mother, her daughter. Rarely has she talked about herself, her own feelings about herself. And in song after song, at least half the songs on this record are very explicitly about the divorce in one way or another, and they're bitter and they're angry. And they're sad, and they're confused, and you know what? They're human. This
mm-hmm.
is what people feel like when they go through this.
Would you know any of that if you just listened to the music and didn't pay close attention to the lyrics?
Well, if you just listen to the music, and people rarely talk about the music on Madonna records, and by the way, it's often pretty darn good.
Yeah.
If you just listen to the music and don't pay close attention, you'll know something is up. This is not a happy record all the way through. And although she's made dark, confused, messy records before, in fact, mostly that's what she does, and it's great, this one, it's got something going on. When she, again, some of it you can't miss, when she's got a song called I Don't Give A,
mm-hmm.
and she's very clear about what she does not give A, it's very hard to miss that this is an angry Madonna, angry at someone else and angry at herself.
I don't give a. That is Madonna from the new album MDNA. I tried to be a good girl. I tried to be your wife, diminish myself, swallowed my life. That's pretty bitter stuff.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what she's talking about. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think she means when she says didn't have a prenup or got to sign a contract, got to get my money back?
Mm-hmm.
She's upset.
Yeah.
She's really upset. There are other songs on this record. The singles were the typical kind of singles she puts out. There's a song called Turn on the Radio that's just about music as a release. These are songs she's done before. Some of them are actually very, very good. William Orbit, who last produced with her almost
12 years ago. Yeah.
And who worked on Ray of Light and several singles afterwards. William Orbit is back. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. But it's personal in a way I feel she's never been personal before. And again, for Madonna, who, let's face it, it's loving her is sometimes like rooting for a corporation.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
yet,
even the single, you know, Give Me All Your Lovin', is just all about branding, you know,
in
working
some
her
sense,
name
exactly,
into the chorus.
Exactly. In some sense, that song is directed to her audience, and it is saying, I want you to worship me. By the way, did you know I'm going on tour? It does everything but give a web address for their ticket sales. You're absolutely right. And so in some sense, loving her is like loving a product, and yet this is the more personal record than she's made before, and therefore that love feels interesting in a way it hasn't in a minute.
You mentioned William Orbit back on board to produce several of the tracks on the record, including a song called Love Spent, which has some maybe new sounds added to the Madonna arsenal. Listen to this. From the new Madonna album, Love Spent, was produced by William Orbit. I don't recall ever hearing a banjo in a Madonna song before this.
Weirdly, banjos have been featured in the stage show.
I
kid you not.
Okay.
There was a hoedown moment, I believe, on the tour that followed music, but I could be getting my tours confused. And yet, there it is, a banjo. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
No, listen, this is a well-made record.
Mm-hmm.
And musically, she's not trying too hard to keep up. She's focusing on what is Madonna music. I think there is a sound that she's chased really since True Blue, which is a combination of current dance music and a very classic 60s kind of song craft. It's all over this record. And yet, yeah, what's really all over this record is a personal kind of feeling about going through a divorce, and strangely, a divorce that's fallen out of the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I listened to this record, I was surprised at how often it came up. You know, the song we just heard, which the chorus is, love me like you love your money.
Right.
Hold me like you hold your money. It's got a line in it, if I was your treasury, I guess you'd find a way to treasure me. Listen.
There's also a line about, would you marry me if I had been poor?
Yes.
Or something.
And she is not our most gifted, our most Cole Porter or Bob Dylan-like lyricist, and yet it's so direct, it's so personal, it's just hard not to be interested, moved, fascinated by it.
All right. Out of 5 stars, how many you give it?
In Rolling Stone, gave it 3.5, and yet I've come to think, continuing to listen to it, it's a 4-star record. I like it a lot. It holds my attention.
Joe Levy was announced today as the new editor of Billboard magazine. You can read his review of Madonna's new album, MDNA, on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Joe, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
A hairline breath that's taking hold, a metal that I thought was gold, and pure so sure it struck a vein.
Up next, First Aid Kit. This sister duo has topped the Swedish charts with their album The Lion's Roar, and they'll bring a live performance to the Soundcheck studio.
Free of mind, I'm falling free.